When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Reading minds is hard, but the good news is you don't have to. User testing helps you remove the guesswork and build products with greater confidence by including direct customer feedback at each stage of the product development process. This result allows you to quickly build experiences that meet changing customer expectations while minimizing risk and costly rework. With user testing, you have a trusted partner in experience research. We empower UX research, product, and design teams to make higher confidence decisions with human insights. Learn more today at usertesting.com/invisible.
We get support from UC Davis, a globally ranked university working to solve the world's most pressing problems in food, energy, health, education, and the environment. UC Davis researchers collaborate and innovate in California and around the globe to find transformational solutions. It's all part of the university's mission to promote quality of life for all living things. Find out more at 21stcentury.ucdavis.edu.
Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
This is 99% Invisible.
I want you to give your name and where we are.
I'm Roman Mars.
My name is Henrik Bull.
Henrik Bull became president of the San Francisco chapter of the American Institute of Architects in 1968.
And we're having this conversation at the base of the Transamerica Pyramid.
Construction of the Transamerica Pyramid began in 1969.
Looking up into infinity as the building comes to a point 850 feet above us. This is not the best view of the building.
In the beginning, Henrik Bull and the Transamerica Pyramid did not get along, and the San Francisco AIA opposed its construction.
Buildings should make sense. There's nothing about this building that makes sense.
It was sort of a silly design, dunce cap. We thought that the pyramid shape was just nothing but let's call it advertising symbol. The top third of it is just plain air. In the era of modern architecture, building a couple of hundred feet of symbol was just not considered proper or even moral.
In an article in late 2009, San Francisco Chronicle urban design writer John King summarized several of the contemporary criticisms of the Transamerica Pyramid's proposed design.
Putting it in San Francisco would be no less reprehensible than destroying the Grand Canyon, an inhuman creation, a second-class World's Fair space needle.
Then Assemblyman John Burton said the pyramid would rape the skyline.
Jeez! Oh my God.
It seemed to violate the whole purpose of zoning and urban planning. The surrounding buildings were no more than 3 stories tall.
This was definitely not the vision of that neighborhood.
But over the course of 40 years, something happened. Some people have never lost their hatred for the Transamerica Pyramid, but others, like Henrik Bull and the AIA San Francisco, who recently voted it one of the top commercial buildings in the city, have done a complete 180, and it all seems to depend on where you're standing.
You could almost say the further you get away from it, the better it looks, but you know, that'd be sort of nasty.
It's only a little nasty and funny and true.
When the building was completed, many of us who had opposed it realized that, you know, this is sort of a neat building on the skyline, especially as a silhouette when the sun's going down. It's really quite graceful. The taller buildings since really are pretty dull, and this, God knows, wasn't dull. I don't remember any discussion of what it's going to look like looking down Columbus Avenue. Columbus Avenue is a diagonal street and a broad street. The Transamerica building is right at the end. I don't know if you know the term vanishing point in perspective. Everything goes in diagonals to a point, and in a way, you tilt that vanishing point up vertically, and there's the Transamerica building. It just is a big surprise. And had that been a conventional modern building of the time, it would have been a tragedy, really. I would say it's one of my favorite buildings. Not close up. How it meets the ground, I don't think ever really got solved.
The triangle shapes and the columns are awkward, and if you look up at the building from below, the spacing of the windows has to be pretty weird to accommodate that pyramid shape. But still.
So a complete 180. I think that's really impressive. I think that shows strength of character on your part.
Well, I had the same conversation with John King.
That's the aforementioned San Francisco Chronicle architecture critic whose article on this you should really go read.
And he was quite surprised when I said that we didn't understand the problem and we were wrong. And he said, gosh, I don't think I remember an architect saying that before.
99% Invisible is produced by me, Roman Mars, with support from Lunar. It's a project of KALW, the American Institute of Architects San Francisco, and the Center for Architecture and Design. Find out more at 99percentinvisible.org.
Reading minds is hard, but the good news is you don't have to. User testing helps you remove the guesswork and build products with greater confidence by including direct customer feedback at each stage of the product development process. This result allows you to quickly build experiences that meet changing customer expectations while minimizing risk and costly rework. With user testing, you have a trusted partner in experience research. We empower UX research, product, and design teams to make higher confidence decisions with human insights. Learn more today at usertesting.com/invisible.
Hey everybody, it's Rob Lowe here. If you haven't heard, I have a podcast that's called Literally with Rob Lowe. And basically it's conversations I've had that really make you feel like you're pulling up a chair at an intimate dinner between myself and people that I admire, like Aaron Sorkin or Tiffany Haddish, Demi Moore, Chris Pratt, Michael J. Fox. There are new episodes out every Thursday. So subscribe, please, and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.